It's totally in the Yisr. How much meat you have to eat in order to be over the Yisr, that's how much meat you have to bring back to Yishlayim. Ma Yisuri, everybody knows, when you eat the meat that's also to eat, how much do you have to eat? An achil always is kezayis. Is bekezayis. Is av chazarosa bekezayis. Who I didn't bring it back to Yishlayim is also totally in the kezayis. Like anything that's also to eat, the shir always is because zayis. Tanya Reb Nosson Oimer, zeh v'zeh kishtei beitzen. Both shirim by chametz and for this bosa shlomim to say you have to bring it back to Yishlayim or go home and burn it is only the shir of two beitzen. For hoyd lechachom, the chom weren't asking. That's too big of a shir. You don't need such a big shir. There'll come a time when it won't be so yikaris, it won't be so valuable, or the light, ukfoyim for ket will be put down. So Rashi says, I did the Ari of Yishlayim, since we're talking about Yishlayim, the Yitzias Shareham, Tikhtoni, the Chayim Mishyotz Mishlayim, talking about going out of Yishlayim, Posach by Pashosa, Tevin Lameima Kamon, Shosa Koshborch, Loisefa Yishlayim. Now we're soon going to bring down Psukim, that Koshborch will be Moisef in onto Yishlayim. So our Mishnah is talking about if you go out of Yishlayim, so we bring down the Psukim now, they're talking about that eventually Yishlayim will be more bigger than it is right now. For the Gemara, my Yikaros Ukfoyim. What does it mean? It's Yoker, it's very valuable. Ukfoyim Mashim is not so valuable, just the opposite. It's put down. Omri Ableza, Zer Or, this is the light. She Yoker Boilom Azeh, it's very valuable in this world. Ukfoyim Elom Abo, it's not so valuable in Elom Abo. That this light, the great light we have in this world right now, from the sun, it won't be so valuable in Erlam Abom. Anything that's not so valuable is Kari Kofi. It's like floating on the water. Because Erlam Abom, you won't need this light, or else it means this much light that we have now will be nothing compared to the light we'll have then. Then there'll be a bigger light. Rav Yechanan Amar Elo Negoyim V'Yoylis. It means the Aloch is of Negoyim V'Yoylis. She Yikaron Hein V'Elo Mazeh. It's very choshev in this world. O Kvurin Hein V'Elo Mabur. It's like Tofu to Elo in V'Elo Mabur. Vayta Yishua Ben Levi Yoma Elo B'nei Yodim. It's going on people. She Yikaron Hein V'Elo Mazeh. That sometimes people are very choshev. They respect you in this world. Phonies. Come to them aboard, they'll put them in a place. They'll show them who's choshev, who's not choshev. The Marki Ho, the Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi. Cholash, he got sick, v'yistig, he like fainted. He went to sleep a little bit. Ki Hoda, when he woke up, Omalei Avua, my choshev, why says he had a chalim? So he asked him, what did you see in your dream? What did you see? Is Omalei Oilam Hofach Risi. Like he went up in Shemayim, and he saw a Fakir Tevelt, a turned over world he saw upstairs. So what does that mean? Elyonim lamata v'tachtonim lamala. People that are in this world, people thought they're very rich. They gave them a lot of covid. And on the other world of Shemayim, they saw tachtonim, they're not so choshev. So Rashi says, v'yodim shikorim ashirim v'chashuvim v'yenim tevel amokim. People that are just rich and people give them a lot of chashivas in this world, but they're not so nice to Hashem, is that they're not so good? So Rashi, istnig ragova porcha ruchai. He like fainted, he came out like he died, come out, and then his ruach came back to him again. Is al yoinin lamata zatrashi oisin shoyekan chashuvim risi kalim. The people in this world, everybody thinks they're such choshev people. In Shemayim, I saw they weren't so choshev. Omalois, his father answered him back. Bini oilam bororisa. You didn't see a turned over world. You saw the truth there. You saw a gzunta world. That's the emes. The anan heichi hosim. Where are we? The tamid chum, and where are we there? The same way you're here, the same way you're there. We're the same place. The Shemati, though, but I heard over that they said in Shemayim, Shemayim, Ashrim Mishabola Khan, but Tamud Biyodi. It's very good for a person to come into Shemayim after he's mace, and he has a Tamud Biyodi, means he learned a lot of Torah on this world. The Shemati, I also heard Shemayim. Haruge Malchus, the people that were killed al Kiddush Shemayim by the governments, is Einodim Yochel Amav Mechitzosim. Nobody could stand next to them. It's so choshev because they were Moisa Nefesh Makorosh Baruch Hu. Is Uman Nenu, who are these people? Eloi Merabbi Kiv, if you want to say it's Rabbi Kiv of Echaveroi by the Asar Haruge Malchus, Mishfad Gemar Mishim Haruge Malchus Asulai. Is the reason why they're so choshev because at the end they got themselves killed al Kiddush Shemayim and not more.
The Asara Haruge Malkus were Gedeli Ador. Even without that Maisa, they deserve to be in a Choshva place. Elat means Haruge Lud. The people that Haruge Lud, the Rashi Shnei Achim Hoyu, Shemosu Ratzim Al Yisrael. Shehoidu Al Atzman Arigas Bat Melech Shei Matil Noisan HaKol Yisrael.
That they gave up themselves today to save the whole city. The Maisa, they weren't so Choshva otherwise, but because of this Maisa, they were very Choshva.
The Pasuk says weiter in Tzachayim, Bayoimahu, Yiye al Metzilois Hasus, Kodesh Lashem. Yes, the Gemara says, My Metzilos Hasus, what does it mean by the shade of a horse? Omri Beshua ben Levi, Osir HaKodesh Baruch Hu Lohisif HaYushalayim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu will make Yushalayim much bigger later onto the land of it, Ad Shasus Rots, Umatzel. He's like, until the sus can run, Rashi says that means until Chatzais Hayim, that the shade is underneath the sus. Like after Chatzais, the shade is more towards the other side. But exactly by Chatzais, the sun is right on top of you, therefore the shade is called underneath the sus. It's how long, how far a sus could run from the beginning of the day until Chatzais, that's how much land the Kodesh Baruch will add to Yerushalayim. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Kol Metzilois, it means Shetolim Lesus, Bein Enov Yio Kodesh Lashem. It's all the ornaments, the bell that you put on the horse, they will give to our Kodesh, to the Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe Yechida Nomar, Kol Biza Sheboizes in Yisrael Ad Shor, Shasus Rots, Umatzil, Yio Kodesh Lashem. It's when they have a Mechom and they beat up the Goyim, all the stuff they take away from the Goyim, one day from the morning until Chatzais, that's how much, that's what they will give to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shlaim Lamandi Yoma Kol Biza, Shebozuzu Yisrael, all the booty that the Klai Yisrael gets from the Muhammad, Haino the Siddur Pasek says, Boho, you have serious the Beis Hashem, Ki Mizrochim Lifnei Amizbech, that there'll be plenty of nice silver kalim given to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Bedek Abayis. El Lamandi Yoma, Bahanech Tarti, but only the ornaments that are on the horse itself, My Boho, you have serious the Beis Hashem, what does it mean that there'll be a lot of kalim given to the Beis Hashem? Where are these kalim coming from? And the Gemara Milsach Ritikom, it's something else it's saying. The Misasri Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will become rich, or Misnadvi, or Maisi. And they'll bring a lot of matonis to give to the Beis HaMikdash. So Moses Bishleim, Alamandiyam, it's understandable that Bizar that says that the booty you get from winning the war, Hainan will see the Pasuk says, Loyiyo Kenani Oy Beis Hashem Tzavokis. They won't have to have any merchants going around in the Beis HaMikdash taking care, that they'll be able to take care of themselves. Or Rav Rashi explains, Kanani, Le'yiyot Tzurichim Gizborim Lasei Schorer B'nichse Hegdish. You won't have to have Gizborim to do business with Hegdish's property, like to make money for Hegdish, because they'll be very rich, Hegdish, because everybody's going to give so much matonis to Hegdish. So the Gemara, Elamandi Yamahanech Tarti, Mai Le'yiyot Kanani, if it's just given these two things, that the ornaments of the sus, so what does it mean Hegdish will be so rich? Or Mirviyamiya ain't kan oni. There won't be any oni, it means. So tomorrow, Kanani minol and dikri tagu. How do we know that Kanani means a businessman? In other words, not that the Hegdish will become so rich, but the Chlal and Klal Yisrael, there won't be any poor people anymore. Now, how do we know that Kanani means a tagu, a businessman? The Pasuk says, Vayashom Yehuda bas ish Kanani. My Kanani. What does it mean he married the daughter of a Kanani? Ilay Makanani Mamish, he married Mamish, the daughter of a Kanani, Ef Shabu Avram Vehizer. Is it possible that Avram Avinu told his sons not to marry Kanani? He told Yitzchak not to marry from Kanan. Bo Yitzchak Vehizer is Yaakov not to marry from Kanan. For Yehuda also, but also, is it true that Yehuda would go and marry somebody from Kanan? Elo Amir Avishim Ben Lokish. Bas Gavra Tagra means he married the daughter of a merchant. Dirsiv. Kanan Biyodoi Mosne Mirma. He has false weights. He's a merchant that sells things. The boy saying, "Another pasuk gives me offer from here." Asher soich v'sorim kenani nich v'dayoritz. So mashma the kenani are called merchants. He loved after the kenani that come from that city. Just it means they're merchants. Yet then another pasuk by Zchari is for hoyu Hashem lemelach hakol oritz b'yoyim huyia Hashem echodesh meyechod. For the Gemara otu idno lav echodu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only one. What do you mean there will come a time? Omer Avacha Bar Chanina. Loik Oilam HaZeh Oilam HaBo. Oilam HaZeh, this world, Al Besuris Tevus on good news, Oimer Baruch HaTov Yemeite. We thank Hashem. V'Yal Besuris Rois, but on bad news, Oimer, we say Baruch Dayan Emes. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Dayan, he does truth. No, but Oilam HaBo, Kula HaTov Yemeite. We'll only hear good things, we'll never hear bad things. Ushmo Yech, what does that mean? My Yechod. Otu Yidno Lav Shmo Yechod. Even now, also Hashem's name is one. Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Loi Koyla Mazel Mabo. Hoyla Mazel Nichta Be Yud Kei. In this world, we write Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Venikra Be Yalav Dalit. And we read it though with Adoi, Avalel Mabo, Kula Yechod. Nikra the Yud K, and we'll read it also the way we pronounce the Yud K, the Nikta the Yud K. So,
yeah, alright, we'll stop here, we'll finish it the next tape. Yeah, Rok to the last Gemara, the last Gemara of the Perek, and the Nun Omer Aleph. The last Gemara is, Sovar Rovul the Midrash Sheba Pirke. He wanted to darshan this pshat that Hashem's name Echad will mean that Losa Lovoy will also call Hashem's name with the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Omla Yusaba, so the old person answered back, Lo'olam Ktsiv, Lo'olam Mashma Loshen, hold it back, hidden. Because don't tell everybody the pshat in this drosha. Rabbi Yavino Rami, he asked for Kasha, Ktsiv Zeh Shemi Lo'olam, which is Mashma Lo'olam, like hidden, don't tell everybody. V'zeh Zichri L'dor Dor, and then it says Zichri means no, to remember it forever. Omra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loike Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra. The pshat is not the way my name is written, with Yud Kei Vav Kei, do we read it. Nichtav Ani B'Yud HaKei. It's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Nikra Ani B'Yalav Dalet. But we read Hashem's name, Adoi, with the Yalav Dalet. Yehadrin Alecho Eilu Eivrin.
Up to the fourth parak, yeah. Mishnah says, Mokim Shinoagu Lasois Melocho B'Arvei Tzochim. Some places have a minig that they still do melocha on Erev Pesach. You're allowed to do melocha ad chatzos, up until chatzos ayim. He's the locha oisin. He's then you're allowed to. He's mikra din, it's only after chatzos on Erev Pesach that you're not supposed to do a melocha. And we'll soon see the reason why. But before chatzos ayim, before like 12, 1 o'clock, then it's totally what the minig of your place is. So if the minig of your mokim is to do melocha, you're allowed to do it. Mokim shenogu shloi lasos. If you have a city where you live in, the minig is not to do malach at all on Erev Pesach, is the malach then ain't oisin. You're supposed to go after the minig or the mokim and don't do malach then. So Rashi says, mokim shenogu ad chatzos means chatzi ayoim, half the day. Shloi lasos, why? Why? What's the minig not to do malach? What's special about Erev Pesach? Kidei shlo yei torid b'malach, you should not be busy doing work. V'yishkach bir chemtzoim. One thing is you forget to be mevayi your chometz in Erev Pesach, you forget to burn it. Or shchitas haPesach, bizman de beis hamikdash, you had to start doing the korban Pesach after chatzos. So you have to prepare yourself before and to be ready to start doing it. V'tikin matzah, you have to fix your matzah, litzorech alaylom. The mitzvah litzroyach meboyjoyim. Because there's a mitzvah to you do something with the matzah to make the matzah before Pesach. Kedei lisoev maher. Another thing is also you're supposed to finish the whole, prepare yourself early, kedei that you should come home and start to say the right away. Kedei yom perek basra, choytz fin matzah b'leil psochim, b'shvul tenoikesh lo yishonum. You're supposed to start to say the right away, as soon as you get finished with shul, kedei the kids should not fall asleep. So the kids said there's a nice thing not to do too much melocha on Erev Pesach, that you should prepare yourself for the seder to be able to start in time. That's why there's a minig not to do melocha even from the morning on Erev Pesach. Taisi says a different shah. Taisi says, "I'm a ri mishum rivo. The meforish b'yoshalmi ma'ishnav ripsochi mishayim toy mishum the zman haPesach mechatzais v'yelich. That the zman the shchitas Pesach is from chatzais. V'yaf yochid kama hosam b'shayim mois hashonam. V'yoyim shemevi korban also bimlocha. There's such a thing like that. The day you bring a korban throughout the whole year, that day is like a yomtiv for you that you're not supposed to do melocha. V'poruchim kein yekol ayoyim osur." Usually you're allowed to bring a korban in the morning. So therefore that whole day you shouldn't do melacha. Mashenke and the korban Pesach could only be brought from chatzos v'yelech. Therefore, me'ikar adin, you're not supposed to do melacha on Erev Pesach after chatzos. That's the ikar adin, because that's the time when you can start bringing a korban. And when a person brings a korban, that day is like a yomtiv, you're not supposed to do melacha. But there's a minig not to do melacha a little bit earlier. So Tosis ends off, v'nira, the last two lines, v'nira, the aft is man hazeh, the leka akrov, even though nowadays we don't have a korban Pesach anymore, kivon sheneser oz osel yerlem. Since at the time of the Beis Hamikdash there was an inyan not to do melacha mechatzos v'yelech, that inyan still applies right now. However, mishum panosa is a heter. If you're doing business, mishum panosa, that's a heter. Here, malacha just means if you start want to build something or do special malacha, not l'shem panosa, just time to do work, you shouldn't do this work on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. What about the morning? That's totally in the minute. Certain places they do malacha, certain places they don't do it. So the Mishnah says, Ha'hoylech mimokim shoysim l'mokim shenoysim. You live in a town that your town they do malacha on Erev Pesach. But you go to visit somebody that in his town they don't do malacha. Or else the other way. Oy mimokim shenoysim, your town they don't do malacha even in the morning. But you're going now to a place, l'mokim shoysim, that in this new place they do malacha, Erev Pesach up until Chatzos. What's the halacha? Noisne nolov chumrei mokim shiyotze mishom. We have to give you the chaymer, you have to be strict. You have to keep the minig of the place where you came from. And in other words, if the place you just left, there they don't do malacha. Even though now you're going to a place that they do malacha, you're not supposed to do malacha. And the opposite way also. Let's say you just left a place that they do malacha, and you're going to a place now they do not do malacha, you have to go to chumra both ways and be makpid on both minhagim, not to do malacha. You have to go to chumra. And the Mishnah says, Vaitam, V'yal Yeshua.